You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underly. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. Two dozen people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Ashland on Monday to highlight grant funding for the city's 135-year-old library. The grant funding was awarded through the Department of Administration's Flexible Facilities Program, and the library will be receiving over $3 million for expansions and upgrades. The hope is by renovating the library space, more residents will have access to high-speed internet and, in turn, better health and income options. The city plans to add a meeting room, classroom, and computer lab. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Superior on Monday to kick off her Business Leaders for Baldwin coalition. Senator Baldwin was joined by Mayor Jim Payne and a number of business leaders focused on supporting small businesses across the state. Senator Baldwin is facing a challenge for her third term from Republican banker Eric Hovde. Wisconsin's Senate race is one of the most consequential in the country, potentially shifting which party controls the Senate if Baldwin is not reelected for her third term. Plans for a proposed commuter train project between Duluth and Minneapolis are getting some extra assistance in Washington, D.C. The group behind the project, NLX Alliance, has hired a lobbying firm hoping to secure the federal funding needed for the project. The Minnesota State Legislature has already committed nearly $200 million to the commuter rail line, but that funding only represents about a fifth of the total funding needed. The Northern Lights Express would run from the Duluth Depot to Target Field in Minneapolis. The city of Duluth is looking for community input on the future of the city's athletic venues. Residents are being asked to participate in a survey on the Athletic Venues Reinvestment Initiative, which seeks to improve the sports tourism industry in the area. About $30 million of investments are expected to be distributed through the initiative to make improvements to the athletic venues across the city and encourage more people to use them. The survey is available online and can be filled out until October 24th. A suspect has been arrested in connection to a shooting death in Superior on Sunday night. According to the Superior Police Department, authorities received a call about a man walking around the garage of a home near North 24th Street and Ogden Avenue while shining a flashlight through the windows. When authorities arrived at the scene, they heard multiple gunshots and found the victim on the floor of the garage. The suspect fled before authorities could find him, and they were later arrested at their home in Iron River. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach in Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. A well-traveled road in Duluth has been closed due to safety concerns regarding a railroad bridge over the street. According to City of Duluth officials, a structural review of the railroad bridge over Idaho Street found that the bridge has suffered advanced deterioration and crossing under it is no longer safe. Idaho Street is one of the main entrances to the Morgan Park neighborhood, but residents can still access it through 88th Avenue West. The deteriorating railroad bridge is maintained by the Canadian National Railway. A St. Louis County school was forced to close on Monday after receiving a potential threat. According to school officials, Southridge Schools received an anonymous message on their answering machine over the weekend claiming somebody was going to bomb the school. Students who had already arrived were sent back home or taken to the Alborn Community Center for pickup. Authorities have not yet shared if a suspect has been identified, but worked with school officials to search the building out of an abundance of caution. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
The one thing I'll say about it is, it's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer, my PT, all of that stuff. We just got connected, and then we put a plan together all the way through the offseason, and we executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle on the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and 2-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. The Joker 2, Folie à Deux, took number one at the box office this past weekend. The film brought in $40 million to lead the way, but given that both audiences and critics showed approval ratings in the low 30s, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it would be a surprise if the Joker sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga showed any type of legs at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's champ, The Wild Robot, which added a few screens and took in almost $19 million domestically. The Wild Robot, in contrast to The Joker, is rocking a 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes with both critics and audiences. My guess is the 2% in each case are moviegoers who enjoyed The Joker. Coming in third place was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, with just over $10 million at the box office in its fifth week of release. The Beetlejuice sequel has taken in $265 million domestically. Rounding out this week's top five are Transformers 1 and Speak No Evil. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear with a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.